And we're back with the second game of the night. Here, a boys matchup between the North Shelby Raiders and the Atlanta Hornets. Starting for the Raiders number 14, John Stoneburner. Number 5, Lucas Daniel. Number 43, Kendall Smith. Number 34, Alex Thrasher. And number 32, Michael Orr. And for the Atlanta Hornets, number 1, Mick Garnett. Number 12, Travis Miller. Number 3, Nathaniel Lush. Number 21, Preston Ross. And number 15, Chris Cox. Let's get it started. Looks like Lucas Daniel in the corner. Cross court for John Stoneburner. And Stoneburner is good up off the glass. Mick Garnett will dribble it up. Now long pass to up ahead to Preston Ross. He'll dribble it on the right side. Inside to Chris Cox for Atlanta. Up off the rim and no good. Rebound by John Stoneburner. And he gets it back to Thrasher, who will dribble it across the timeline. Thrasher to Stoneburner, right side. Back to Thrasher. Across to Daniel. Now inside to Thrasher. His 10-foot runner won't go. And rebound away with Nathaniel Lush. Up ahead to Preston Ross. Gets it back to Mick Garnett. He puts out a long three from the left side. No good, but the rebound by Lush finally works its way back out to Travis Miller on the right corner. And he puts it up. Shot's no good. And back the other way with it comes John Stoneburner. To Thrasher to Stoneburner again on the right side. Cross-court pass to Daniel. Now to Thrasher. To Stoneburner right side. And he puts up an easy three up and in. Lush inbounds to Miller. Back to Lush. To Miller. Gets across half-court to Cox. Now inside to Ross, into the corner for Garnett. Garnett sinks to that three and then drives all the way on the baseline, puts it up off the glass and in. Thrasher dribbles it up for North Shelby. To the right side for Stoneburner, back to Thrasher. Inside to Kendall Smith, fakes him up, puts it up off the glass, and it's a little bit long, but he is fouled and will go to the free throw line. First foul on Preston Ross. First personal and first team foul on Atlanta. Kendall Smith gets set. And first foul shot bounces out. Second shot by Smith. Up and rattles home. 6-2 the lead here for North Shelby. Lush now with it. Back to Miller. To Lush. It's across court to Cox. Cox puts it up. Once again, off the front of the rim and out. And Orr comes away with it. Gets it out to Thrasher, who dribbles it across half court. Inside to Smith. Tries to find Orr. And his pass is tipped away by Ross and out of bounds. So Thrasher to inbound for North Shelby. To Thrasher on the inbounds play. Gets it to Daniel, back to Thrasher. And he'll dribble it up top between the circles. Into the right corner for Stoneburner. Out to Thrasher. Back to the ground to Lucas Daniel. To Michael Orr in the corner. Finds Stoneburner inside. He loses a handle on it, but it's out of bounds on Chris Cox. Thrasher looks for Orr on the off block. His pass is picked away by Ross and up to Mick Garnett. And Atlanta's going the other way. Gives it to Miller, to Nathaniel Lush in the right corner. Back out top to Ross, to Miller. To the corner for Preston Ross. He takes a three, misses everything. And away with the rebound is Lucas Daniel. Gives it to Thrasher. To Daniel, left side. To Thrasher. He'll drive the lane and puts up a shot off the glass and in. And Lush now up ahead to Travis Miller. To the off block for Preston Ross. And Ross converts on the reverse layup. 8-4 now the lead for the North Shelby Raiders. 4:20 left in the first quarter. Thrasher to Stoneberger, inside to Orr, and Orr wide open on the blocks and puts it up and in. And Miller to Garnett, who will dribble it across the half-court line. Into the corner for Miller. Back to Garnett. Thought about a long three, now to Miller in the corner. His shot falls short, and away with the rebound is Orr. Pass it back to Thrasher. To the right side for Stoneberger. Thought about three. Now back to Thrasher up top. To Orr. Back to Thrasher up top. To Daniel. Into the far corner for Stoneberger. Stoneberger finds Thrasher right side. Back to Stoneberger left side. He drives in. Puts up a runner and it falls through. 12-4 the lead for the Raiders. As Mick Garnett brings it up across half court line. Gives inside to Chris Cox. His shot's blocked by Michael Orr. Lush with the follow-up, and he can't connect either. And Stoneberger away with the rebound. Gives it to Thrasher, back to Daniel, back to Thrasher. He drives the lane and puts it high off the glass and in, and picks up the foul. First foul on Nathaniel Lush. Second team foul on Atlanta, and Thrasher looks to complete the traditional three-point play. 3 minutes left, first quarter, 14-4 the lead for North Shelby. And Thrasher hits the free throw. Taking Brookhart, new into the game for Atlanta, gives it to Derek Jackson, also new into the game. Back over to Ross. Inside to another new player, Aaron Sampson. Now to Ross up top to Jackson. Cross court to Miller. Miller drives, hands off to Brookhart. Brookhart's underhanded reverse layup won't fall. And rebound out to Orr. He hands it off to Thrasher. He brings it across the timeline. To Daniel. Back to Thrasher right side. Hands it off to Stoneberger. Thought about three. And instead dribbles out between the circles. To Daniel. And he gives it to Thrasher. Thrasher puts it up and in, but before the shot, they call a 3-second violation on Michael Orr. So the basket won't count, and Atlanta regains possession. Derek Jackson dribbles it across half court. Swings the ball over to Preston Ross. Inside to Sampson. Out to Jackson in the corner. He drives now back out to Ross. And Ross connects for three from the top of the key. Thrasher will bring it up again for the Raiders. Over to Daniel. He'll try the three. No good, but Stoneberger with the rebound. He can't connect on another runner. And a rebound by Preston Ross gets it ahead to Derek Jackson. Jackson cross-court to Ross. Out into the corner for Travis Miller. Miller for three. No good. And rebound by Kendall Smith of North Shelby. He gets it cross-court to Alex Thrasher. Gives it to Orr, inside to Kendall Smith. 5-foot runner won't go, but Stoneberger comes away with the rebound and puts it up off the glass and in. 17-7, the lead now for North Shelby with a minute left in the first quarter. Derek Jackson dribbles to the right side. Tries to get across the court to Preston Ross. Almost picked away by Thrasher, but the ball bounced off his hand and out of bounds. Into the game for Atlanta. Returning is Nathaniel Lush and Brady Bogert. To Bogert in the corner. Gets it to Miller. Out into the corner for Ross. He'll drive. Tries to get into Brookhart. Picked away by Lucas Daniel. Daniel's layup on the other end. Barely lays it up, ticks the rim, and then falls out of bounds, but last touched by Travis Miller. So an inbound for North Shelby underneath their own basket. Thrasher inbounds to Daniel. Gets it out top to Stoneburner. And Stoneburner runs wild into the lane, plows over Nathaniel Lush of Atlanta. But Lush is assessed. No, they're going to get Bogert before the shot on a reach-in. But Stoneburner heads to the line for two. And he puts the first one up and in. Into the game for North Shelby, Dalton Metis replacing Daniel. And Stoneburner connects on the second free throw. Lush gives it up ahead to Jackson. Into the corner for Preston Ross. Back out to Derek Jackson, to Bogert. To Jackson, he'll drive to Bogert into the right corner for Ross. He drives to the block, jumps around a defender, and then puts it up off the glass and in. Thrasher will dribble it up for the Raiders, gets it across the court to Metis. To Stoneburner in the left corner. Back out to Thrasher, to Orr, to Metis. To Thrasher, swings it all the way across to Stoneburner, and he tries a one-handed shot at the buzzer. Can't get it to fall. So, after the end of the first quarter, North Shelby runs up a 10-point lead, 19-9, on the Atlanta Hornets. And several starters back into the game for Atlanta. Look like Mick Garnett, possibly Travis Miller, and Chris Cox. And it'll be Atlanta ball out of the quarter break. Lush inbounds to Jackson. Jackson will dribble right side. And he'll take a long three from the corner. No good. Rebounded by Dalton Metis. And he gets it back to Stoneburner. Stoneburner hands it off to Thrasher, who brings the ball across half court. Gives it to Metis. Cross court pass to Stoneburner. One dribble, one step into the lane, and no good, but he shot up off the glass, no good, but he gets his own rebound and finger rolls it in. Lead out to 12 for North Shelby, 21-9 at the very beginning of this second quarter. Mick Garnett, top of the key, three-pointer won't go. Chris Cox comes away with the rebound, though, and puts it up off the glass and in. Stoneburner to Thrasher now between the circles. Gives it right wing to Orr. Off the screen by Kendall Smith. And the back left side for Metis. Metis drives against Jackson. Gives it left side for Thrasher. Thrasher will drive the lane. Puts up a shot hotly contested by three Atlanta players. But comes down with the ball and is called for the travel. Lush hands off to Jackson. Jackson drives right side. Tries to get it to Mick Garnett, but it's picked away by Alex Thrasher, and he goes in for the easy layup on the other end. Jackson now dribbling left side this time. Gets it cross court to Garnett. In the corner for Miller, back to Garnett. And a pass inside to Lush. Picked away by a great effort by Alex Thrasher. And Kendall Smith recovers. Back to Thrasher. Up ahead to Michael Orr. To Thrasher between the circles. And he'll try a runner from 8 feet. It won't go. And rebound by Mick Garnett. Gives it out to Lush. Now back to Jackson. He drives left side. Gets it into the left corner for Travis Miller. Back out to Jackson. Swings a dribble up over his head, driving into the lane, and puts it up off the glass, and it rolls around and home. Stoneburner now dribbles it up past half court for the Raiders. To the top of the key for Kendall Smith. Found a cutting Alex Thrasher, and his shot won't go. Just barely hit the rim. Nice pass by Miller on the return. Up ahead to Chris Cox on the block. He can't put it in. Shot's a little bit short. But he is fouled and goes to the line for two. First foul of the game on North Shelby, and that goes against Michael Orr, his first. As Chris Cox puts the first one up and in. Back in the game for North Shelby is Lucas Daniel, and into the game for Atlanta, Preston Ross. And Cox can't connect on the second. But on the rebound, Michael Orr looked like he came away with the rebound and lost the handle on it out of bounds. So it'll be Atlanta ball underneath their own basket as Garnett inbounds. He gets it to Jackson in the corner. Back up top to Ross. To Miller, right side. To Jackson. Now cross-court pass to Mick Garnett. He finds a cutting Chris Cox. Shot blocked by John Stoneburner, and the ball recovered by Thrasher. He gets it up ahead to Lucas Daniel. Back to Stoneburner. Three players on the floor, and Michael Orr finally comes away with it. But he puts up a shot, won't fall for him, and Preston Ross gets the rebound. Up ahead to Travis Miller. He drives across the lane, puts up a crazy shot off the glass, and it goes wide on the other side. Orr with the rebound, up ahead to Daniel. Back to Thrasher, now to Stoneburner between the circles. Gives it to Orr. Look for a cutting Metis. Stoneburner drives with the left hand, hands it back out to Daniel. His three won't go. Orr with the rebound, and back out to Stoneburner. Lucas Daniel now on the right, left side to Thrasher. To Metis in the right corner. Back out to Thrasher. Finds Metis. Tries to get it across to Daniel. And blocked by Chris Cox. But now he finally does. And to Stoneburner. Half a pass to Daniel. And North Shelby Raiders head coach Josh Klusmeyer wants to talk about the fact that his team hasn't been producing much on offense. They've mostly just been passing and dribbling the ball. Still, they lead it 23-14 with 3:40 left in the second quarter. And checking back into the game for Atlanta is number two, Brady Bogert. North Shelby's really controlled most of the aspects of this game, but Atlanta's been hot of late. North Shelby will inbound the ball out of the timeout. To Thrasher, finds Stoneburner, 5-foot shot, misses everything, and Landon Daniel tracks down the rebound on the other side, puts up a shot, and is fouled. So he'll go to the line for two. And a foul goes on number 12, Travis Miller, his first, and Atlanta's fourth team foul. Daniel's first free throw rattles around and good. Second free throw by Daniels. Puts this one up and in with no problem. Preston Ross gives it ahead to Derek Jackson. Jackson up top to Bogert. Tries to get it around to Miller. He has some problems with it, but gets it back out to Bogert. Jackson to the basket. No, he hands off to Miller. And a shot from the baseline, no good. Stoneburner away with the rebound for North Shelby. And Orr comes up with the ball, dribbles it up the left side. to Metis in the corner, back out to Thrasher. To Stoneburner, wide open three-pointer. He can't connect, and Bogert comes away with the rebound for Atlanta. He'll hand off to Jackson. Jackson dribbles right side. Now spins around into the lane and puts up a shot from the elbow. It rattles around and finally sinks. 25-16, the lead for North Shelby. Stoneburner now off to Metis inside to Orr, and his shot's blocked by Tegan Brookhart. Finally recovered by Miller, and back out to Jackson. He'll dribble it up for Atlanta. He's off to Miller. To Jackson, right side. Back to Bogert, to Jackson. He drives. Another shot from the elbow. This one won't fall, and Thrasher grabs the rebound. Thrasher to Daniel. Back to Thrasher. Into the corner for Metis. To Thrasher to Daniel. Gets it to Michael Orr. His shot's blocked. Stoneburner comes away with a rebound. And he puts up a shot that's a little bit short. And on the fight for the rebound, ball's knocked out of bounds by Tegan Brookhart of Atlanta. Giving the ball back to North Shelby. Back in the game for Atlanta is Nathaniel Lush and Mick Garnett. Kendall Smith returns for the Raiders. And on the inbounds pass, nice simple bounce pass to Michael Orr. He puts it up and in and is fouled. So North Shelby extends their lead to 27-16 with a minute 54 left in the half. Second foul on Mick Garnett of Atlanta. As Orr sinks the free throw, 28-16, and Atlanta has five team fouls on the half. Garnett drives right. Now cross-court pass to Miller. Miller drives in. Shot up off the backboard. No good. And Kendall Smith comes down with the uncontested rebound. Gives it to Alex Thrasher, who dribbles it up. Off to Daniel. To Thrasher. Shot. Tried to spin it off the backboard. And no good. And looks like Miller comes away with the rebound. Gives it to Mick Garnett to Bogert, left wing. Long three-pointer just bounces out. And a careless pass by Alex Asher almost gives Travis Miller the ball, but instead he gets it to Stoneburner, up ahead to Orr. Orr to Stoneburner in the corner for three. Bounces long. And Ross away with the rebound. Garnett up ahead to Lush. Gets it back out to Miller. Miller puts it up in a cloud of people. And they're going to give the foul to Michael Orr of North Shelby as Miller couldn't finish but goes to the line for two. Second on Orr, second team foul on North Shelby of the half. And Travis Miller makes good on the first shot. And Miller's second rattles off the front of the rim and then bounces off the back and in. And Dalton Metis returns to the game for the Raiders as Alex Thrasher gets the inbounds pass. Over to the left side for Daniel. His pass almost picked away by Mick Garnett, but instead he gets it back to Thrasher. 4-on-2 to Stoneburner. Stoneburner's lob on the baseline goes long, but he is fouled by Preston Ross and will go to the line for two. Ross with two fouls now. Atlanta has six as a team as Stoneburner tries to hit the first of two free throws. He is pure on the first. And Chris Cox and Derek Jackson return to the game for Atlanta. 27.7 seconds left. North Shelby leads this one at 29-18. And just puts it over the front rim for Stoneburner. Hits the second. 12-point lead for North Shelby. To Miller. Long three from Jackson. It bounces out. And Chris Cox comes up with the rebound. His shot bounces off the backboard and off the rim and out. And Thrasher comes away with the rebound. Thrasher gives it to Metis, right side. Gives it to a cutting Thrasher. His shot up off the rim won't fall, but he is fouled and will go to the free throw line for two. First foul on Chris Cox. 17th foul on Atlanta as Thrasher's first shot rolls off the back and then the front of the rim and rolls out. Can't hit the second one either. Left a little short. Bree Bogert away with the rebound. Tries to get a pass cross court to Mick Garnett, and it's picked away by Dakota Dalton Metis, but time expires. Going into halftime, North Shelby has increased their lead 30-18. We'll be back in 10 minutes with second half action from this first round game in the Brashear tournament. We've got halftime scores for you for this boys' first round matchup between the Atlanta Hornets and the North Shelby Raiders. North Shelby leads it in the halftime at 30-18. For the trailing Hornets, Preston Ross leads the way with 7. Derek Jackson has 4. Chris Cox has 3. And Travis Miller and Mick Garnett have 2 each. For the Raiders, the story has been John Stoneburner, 15 points first half. Alex Thrasher helps him out with 7. Lucas Daniel has 2. And Kendall Smith has 1. We'll be back in 6 minutes with second half action from this boys' first round matchup at the Brashear tournament. Well, we're about to get started with second half action here in this boys' first round matchup between the North Shelby Raiders and the Atlanta Hornets. North Shelby leads it right now 30-18 behind a 15-point effort from John Stoneburner in the first half. It's going to be a North Shelby ball out of the gate here as Stoneburner is set to inbound. He gets it into Alex Thrasher. Thrasher dribbles to the right side. Now back up top to Daniel, left side. He drives, puts a shot up off the glass. It won't fall. Kendall Smith comes down with the rebound and puts it back up and is promptly fouled by Chris Cox. So Kendall Smith will go to the line for 2 shots. Second foul on Cox. First foul on Atlanta in the second half. Smith's first shot hits the back of the rim, front of the rim, backboard, and then goes in. Second shot hits the back of the rim, spins high in the air, and then falls through. 32-14 the lead now for North Shelby. Mick Garnett drives for Atlanta and hands it off to Chris Cox. He puts it up in the lane. Got a shot blocked, but I guess there was contact on it. And looks like they'll call the foul on Kendall Smith. His first, North Shelby's team first. And Chris Smith goes line for the 2. First one bounced off the right side of the rim and out. Second one rolls out as well, and John Stoneburner up with the rebound. Up ahead to Thrasher. Thrasher dribbles right side. Back up top for Stoneburner. Stoneburner back to Thrasher between the circles. He gets it to Orr up top. He'll drive. Ball taken away by Preston Ross and up ahead to Nathaniel Lush. Lush springs back away from John Stoneburner and puts a shot up off the glass on the other end for 2. Stoneburner on the right side gives it off to Thrasher. Thrasher to Kendall Smith at the top of the key. To Daniel on the left wing. Gets out to Orr, top of the key. Now to Thrasher, right corner. He gets it to Stoneburner. Stoneburner to a cutting Thrasher. His shot won't fall, but it's picked up by Michael Orr. Orr goes up and is fouled. He'll go to the line for 2 shots. third foul on Preston Ross. Second this half for Atlanta. And the first foul bounces around and in for Michael. Foul shot bounces around and in for Michael Orr. Into the game for Atlanta, Aaron Sampson and Derek Jackson. As Orr squares up for the second shot. And this one's up and through. Dalton Metis into the game for North Shelby now. As Lush inbounds to Jackson. Jackson drives right side. Now to Lush in the corner. One dribble back out to Jackson. To Lush in the corner. Finds a cutting Mick Garnett. Waits for John Stoneburner to come down and puts the shot up and over and in. Thrasher up ahead to Daniel. To Thrasher near half court. Back to Daniel left side. He drives the lane and rolls the shot up off the glass and good. Nathaniel Lush up ahead to Jackson. He'll dribble to the right wing. Cross-court pass to Miller. Miller thought about three, instead passed it up, two dribbles in, and takes the eight-footer up, and nothing but net. Still a 12-point lead for North Shelby, 36-24 with 5:30 left in the third quarter. Thrasher finds Stoneburner up top to Kendall Smith underneath. Back to Stoneburner, and Stoneburner's three rolls out. And a rebound almost controlled by Daniel, but it gets away from him. He dives for it, but knocks the ball out of bounds. So it's going back to Atlanta as Jackson drives to the left side now. He gets it back out top to Miller. Back to the left side for Jackson. Tries to get it inside to Lush. Tipped around by North Shelby and finally controlled by Stoneburner. Stoneburner gets to a driving Thrasher. Back out to Stoneburner. To Thrasher between the circles. Gets it to Kendall Smith out top. To Metis in the lane. He spins, tries to put up a shot, but is tied up by Mick Garnett. And the alternating possession gives the ball back to Atlanta. 4:42 left now in the third quarter. Still a 12-point lead for North Shelby. Derek Jackson left side. Now to Mick Garnett. Pass it inside to Lush. And he puts a high shot up off the glass and in. Thrasher dribbles up against Miller. To Daniel. Daniel tries to pass it off to Thrasher. Picked away by Aaron Sampson. And controlled by Derek Jackson. Jackson drives to the right side this time. Looks across to Cox and tipped by Aaron Sampson of the Hornets right into the hands of John Stoneburner. Stoneburner hands off to Thrasher. He gives it back out to Stoneburner. Stoneburner drives the lane. Puts up an underhanded shot. Couldn't get it to fall, but he's fouled on the play, so he'll go to the line for more foul shots. Foul's going to be on Aaron Sampson, third foul of the half for Atlanta, first on Sampson. And Stoneburner puts his free throw in. 5 for 5 from the free throw line for John Stoneburner. Into the game for Atlanta, taking Brookhart and Brady Bogert. Back into the game for North Shelby, Michael Orr. Stoneburner rolls the first one off the second one off the side of the rim, off the backboard and in. Jackson finds Lush in the corner. Lush drives. Now back out to Jackson. NBA three, and it's a little bit short. And Kendall Smith comes away with the rebound, fighting with Tegan Brookhart, and Smith goes down and out of bounds. So it'll be Lush inbounding it for Atlanta on the sideline. Jackson thought about another long three. Now he'll take it. It's again short, but Travis Miller comes up with the offside rebound and puts it up and in off the glass. Stoneburner now left wing to Kendall Smith, back out to Stoneburner. Gets it up top to Thrasher. over to Daniel, left side. He drives to the basket, puts it up with the right hand, and it rolls in. Now up ahead to Jackson for Atlanta. Jackson drives the lane, puts up a crazy behind-the-back shot, and it won't go anywhere. Rebound comes down to Jackson, Lush, but it's pulled away by John Stoneburner. Dribbling up the court is Thrasher, gets past Jackson, and Thrasher puts up a shot blocked by Jackson, but he picks up his own rebound on the other side of the lane and puts it in for two. Jackson cross-court pass to Miller. Miller looks for the elbow look, but his shot was a little bit short. Trying to save it was Tegan Burkhart, and his save attempt goes out of bounds. So Thrasher inbound for North Shelby. Dribbling up off the screen by Stoneburner. Now back to Stoneburner. Gets it to almost a half court for Thrasher. Left side for Daniel. He'll dribble the lane. Shovels off to Orr. And Orr's shot over the basket. Tipped out of bounds on the rebound by John Stoneburner. So Lush inbounds for the Hornets. Gives it to Derek Jackson, who will dribble across the timeline. Over to Travis Miller. Now back out to Lush. Into the right corner for Jackson. Finds Burkhart baseline. Back out for Bogert for three. His shot short. And Lush comes up with the rebound. One dribble back in and puts the little floater up, and it rattles around and home. Michael Orr on the inbounds gives it to John Stoneburner. He'll drive to the right side, now crossover dribble, drives all the way to the basket, and puts it up with the left hand and in. 44-30, the lead now for North Shelby, as John Stoner and Stoneburner heads to the free throw line in hopes of yet another point. Second foul on Nathaniel Lush, fourth for Atlanta for the half, and Stoneburner is once again perfect from the free throw line. 45-30 with 1 minute and 15 seconds left in the third quarter. Stoneburner comes down with it, and with the rebound off of Miller's shot, and he's immediately swarmed, but it's poked out of bounds by Tegan Burkhart. So Stoneburner will inbound for North Shelby, finds Metis in the corner. It back out to Stoneburner. He'll dribble across half court. Crossover back to Thrasher at half court. To Metis, right side. He drives, gives it to Stoneburner. He'll drive the lane. Puts up a shot that misses everything. And saved by Michael Orr, right back into the hands of Stoneburner. Stoneburner puts up the left-handed layup, and it goes. 47-30 the lead for North Shelby. Into the corner now from Bogert to Miller. Miller thinks about three, puts it up, no good, and Lush comes away with the rebound. Lush's shot, no good, and Stoneburner comes away with it near half court. Bats it on ahead to Orr, and Orr's layup falls. 19-point lead for the North Shelby Raiders, and another short shot by Derek Jackson. Jackson looking for three. Now pass it off to Miller on the baseline. Miller's shot rolls out. Rebound by Stoneburner. Stoneburner. Three-pointer right at the quarter. And his shot bounces off the backboard and is long. With the third quarter now over, heading into the final quarter, 49-30. North Shelby extended their lead of late. And really all focused around the play of John Stoneburner. He had at least 20 points tonight, and so Atlanta has a lot of catch-up work to do in this fourth quarter, as once again, North Shelby leads it by 19. And it looks like it will be North Shelby ball out of the quarter break. They lead it 49-30, first round action at the Brashear Tournament. And Stoneburner gets into Thrasher. Back to Stoneburner, back to Thrasher, right side, almost to half court. He gets it to up top to Orr. Orr to Thrasher, right wing. He gives it back out to Metis. A little bit of a stall play here by North Shelby. Gets it back out to Stoneburner, gets it to Orr inside, dumps it down to Lana Daniels. He loses the handle on it, and it's picked away by Chris Cox. He gets it out to Derek Jackson. Jackson now driving, dishes to Mick Garnett in the corner. Garnett drives, puts it up over a couple of taller defenders, but it goes in. Stoneburner now to Thrasher. Thrasher dribbles it across half court. North Shelby just has to protect this 17-point lead for the win. Thrasher into Stoneburner to Daniel. Daniel gets the shot to hit off the side of the rim and roll over and in. Chris Cox inside on the pass by Jackson, and he puts up a shot, but it is brutally blocked by John Stoneburner and out of bounds. Miller back into the game for Atlanta. Hill inbound. Inbound pass to Mick Garnett. Tries to find Aaron Sampson inside. Picked away by John Stoneburner. And Stoneburner takes it all the way to the hole. But Mick Garnett gets in the way. Tries to take the charge. But it looks like he'll draw the block before the shot. First foul on him. The 15th foul on Atlanta as Kendall Smith returns to the game for North Shelby. Off an Atlanta defender is the inbound pass by Thrasher. He threw it right off the back of an Atlanta defender, jumped inbounds, and put the shot up off the glass and in. And so it looked like whoever that was, they're going to give the foul to Miller. A little bit frustrated with that play. Fouls Thrasher, sends it to the line, and Thrasher converts for the three-point play. 54-32 now the lead for North Shelby. Miller in the corner. Cross to Preston Ross. Finds Chris Cox at the free throw line. Cox drives in. Goes up, and his shot is off to the right. But he is fouled and will go to the free throw line for two shots. Foul's going to be on Kendall Smith. His second foul on North Shelby for the second half. And Chris Cox puts the first one up and in. 6:35 left in the game. 54-33, the lead for North Shelby. Cox hits the second. And a 30-second timeout by Jason, a full timeout by Jason Daniels of Atlanta. Probably wants to talk over strategy with these boys. North Shelby's trying to put the game out of reach. It's already a 20-point lead, but stranger things have happened. 6:35 left in the game. They lead it 54-34. And out of the timeout, it's North Shelby ball. A little bit of a pressure defense by Atlanta now. And so now, on the inbounds play, Thrasher gets a long pass to Lucas Daniel, kicks it back out to the wing for Michael Orr, and they reset the offense with Alex Thrasher up top. North Shelby just wants to run off a little bit of time here. Gets in to left wing for John Stoneburner. He goes in, tries to throw up a shot, and is tied up by Preston Ross. Jump ball gives the ball back to Atlanta. Sampson inbounds to Garnett for the Hornets. He'll drive into the lane, gives it to Chris Cox, and his shot is blocked by John Stoneburner. Stoneburner comes down with the rebound, now gives it off to Thrasher. Thrasher dribbling against Miller, now out to Stoneburner. He'll drive the lane. Puts it up off the glass, no good. No good off the glass. He comes down with his own rebound, puts it back up. No, they're going to call the foul on the floor, but it's still a foul on Aaron Sampson, his second, Atlanta's team seventh. So I think a 1-1 is in order for John Stoneburner. Back into the game for Atlanta, taking Brookhart and Derek Jackson. And first shot is up and perfect for John Stoneburner. Second shot. And he puts that one in as well. 56-34 for the North Shelby Raiders as Derek Jackson brings it across for the Hornets. Off into the corner for Miller to Jackson. Long three. Bounces short. But Brookhart tracks down the rebound in the corner. Jackson, underhanded shot on a drive to the basket, but he can't get it to fall. Up ahead now on the North Shelby fast break to Daniel, and his shot's blocked and out of bounds. So Thrasher will inbound it for the Raiders underneath their own basket. They get it into Orr, and he fumbles it around, tied up with Derek Jackson, and it's out of bounds on Atlanta. Thrasher, this time, tries to get it into Daniel, poked away by Mick Garnett, and out of bounds. So now on the far sideline, Thrasher will inbound. Gets it into John Stoneburner. Stoneburner to Daniel left side. Back to Stoneburner, half court to Daniel left wing. One dribble back to Thrasher. Thrasher drives right, now gives it to Orr, top of the key. Finds a cutting John Stoneburner and gives the dish off to Atlanta Daniel. His shot won't fall, but on the backside rebound, it's Kendall Smith as he puts it up and in. Derek Jackson, one hop into the lane, and it won't go. He doesn't put up the shot. He instead dishes it to Mick Garnett, whose three-pointer bounces up and in. And that'll narrow the gap a little bit. But on the ensuing fast break on the going the other direction, Alex Thrasher beats everybody except Travis Miller. Thrasher puts up the shot. Can't get it to fall, but gets a foul call on Miller. Third on Miller. 18 foul for Atlanta. And Thrasher's first free throw rattles on the left side of the rim and falls out. 4:52 left in the fourth quarter. 58-37, the lead for North Shelby. His second shot won't fall either, and Ross away with the rebound. Jackson up ahead to Garnett. Back to Jackson between the circles. He drives, finds Miller in the corner, and Miller goes straight to the basket and puts it up off the glass for two. Stoneburner dribbles all the way up the right sideline, back to the right wing for Thrasher. Gets it back out top to Stoneburner. Back to Thrasher up top. Back to Daniel. He'll drive around, drives to the basket now, and tied up by Mick Garnett. Alternating possession gives the ball to the Raiders. Alex Thrasher inbounds to Daniel in the corner. Daniel now to Orr. Near the top of the key, Orr's shot bounces off left, and Brookhart with the rebound. Hustling down now is Mick Garnett. He goes into the lane and gets tripped up. They'll call the foul on the floor. They're going to catch Alex Thrasher with the foul. His first. North Shelby's just their third of the second half as Miller inbounds underneath their own basket. Gives it out to Jackson in the corner. Now Garnett thought about a long three. Now back to Miller on the left side. To Jackson in the right corner. And Jackson hits the three. Thrasher to Orr. Back to Thrasher, middle of the court. Gets up ahead to Daniel. Hands off to Stoneburner. And Stoneburner takes a couple extra steps after he catches the ball. And he'll be called for the travel. 3:43 left in the fourth. 58-42. And Atlanta is running out of time to mount their rally. Jackson, long three, can't get this one to fall. Kendall Smith tracks down the rebound, but it's tipped away by Lush. Controlled again by Smith. He gets it out to Thrasher, to Orr on the right side. Orr finds Thrasher. Thrasher to the basket. Hands off to Stoneburner. Back out to Daniel. Resets at Thrasher by half court. He drives in. Now gets it back out to Stoneburner. Stoneburner dribbles left side. Now crosses over right. He'll pass it back out to Daniel, Lucas Daniel, that is, and back out to Stoneburner. Stoneburner this time drives the lane. His shot won't fall off the right side of the rim, and it's the rebound away with it is Mick Garnett. Garnett looking for a three-pointer, and inside to Lush from a nice pass by Jackson, and Lush puts it up and in. So, with 2:35 left in the game, Atlanta has closed the gap to 58-44. It's about the closest they've been since halftime. And both coaches want to discuss this recent development with their teams. North Shelby has gone ice cold from shooting anywhere on the floor as of late, and they're really going to need to pick that up if they hope to stop this Atlanta run. Thrasher will inbound against the press. Gets it into Stoneburner. Tough defense by Ross. And a pass is picked off by Nathaniel Lush. And a bank shot put in by Travis Miller. 12-point lead for North Shelby. Daniel trapped in the corner. And Daniel, being trapped in the corner, dribbles around, tries to throw it off an Atlanta defender, but it bounces off his leg and out of bounds, and Travis Miller gets the ball back. Out to Preston Ross. Tries to get a pass to Bogert. Bogert can't hit the three-pointer, but Ross with the rebound, and he puts it off the glass and in. Preston Ross makes this a 10-point game and looks to cut it to single digits with the free throw. Got the foul on Alex Thrasher, his second, North Shelby's fourth of the half. And Preston Ross can't connect on the free throw. Stoneburner away with the rebound. Tough pressure defense by Atlanta. 2:01 left. 58-48 in favor of the Raiders. And hands off to Daniel. Daniel dribbles right side. Hands off to Thrasher. Now he'll go to the basket. Gets it out to Stoneburner. Hands off to Daniel. Now back to Thrasher. To Daniel. Hands off to Orr. Orr gets it back inside to Thrasher. And the ball is almost picked away by Preston Ross, but he tips it out of bounds. So it'll stay with the Raiders. 1:33 now left. Stoneburner inbounds for North Shelby. He gets it into Daniel. Daniel hands off to Stoneburner. Now to Daniel. Finds Orr under the basket, and Orr puts it up and in off the glass. Now Derek Jackson finds Miller in the corner, thought about a three, instead tries to get inside to Nathaniel Lush, and it's picked away by Alex Thrasher. And now Atlanta has started fouling. Derek Jackson commits the foul against Alex Thrasher. And that'll be his first, Atlanta's team ninth. Thrasher goes to the line for a 1-1. 1:11 left, 60-48, the lead for North Shelby. And Thrasher hits the first one this time. Second shot by Thrasher. Up and bounces out, but rebound by Stoneburner. His shot's short. And he tries to get his own rebound again, but gets called for the over-the-back. First foul on him. Fifth team foul on North Shelby. Lush inbounds to Jackson. Up ahead to Bogert. Bogert drives the lane. Shot blocked by Kendall Smith. Outlet pass by Stoneburner is to Thrasher. Thrasher back to Stoneburner. Gets it to Orr. Orr up ahead to Thrasher. Tipped away by Lush and controlled by Ross. Now Bogert up the court to Miller. Miller tries the shot off the glass. No good. Orr comes away with the rebound. And he thought about a layup, but pulls back out. Thrasher, now to Daniel. Hands it off to John Stoneburner. Now to Orr. Orr to Daniel, right wing. To Kendall Smith in the right corner. Tries to find a cutting. Thrasher picked away by Derek Jackson. Jackson, no good on the layup. Stoneburner up ahead to Thrasher. Thrasher, instead of just taking the layup, waits for the contact, and they're going to catch Brady Bogert with the foul. That's Bogert's third foul, and the 10th on Atlanta. And Thrasher can't connect on the first free throw. Second one up and good. 62-48 with 9 seconds left, and this one is all but over. Miller, shot from the elbow. It bounces out. Rebound by Stoneburner. And he'll dribble out the clock. North Shelby takes this first-round matchup, 5 seed over number 4, 62-48. We'll be back in 15 minutes for the next girls' contest between the Novender Lady Wildcats and the North Shelby Lady Raiders. We have some final scores from that last first-round boys matchup between Atlanta and North Shelby. First for the losing Atlanta Hornets, they were led by Travis Miller with 10 points. Mick Garnett and Preston Ross each had 9. Nathaniel Lush added 8, and Derek Jackson had 7, and Chris Cox had 5. For the North Shelby Raiders, they were paced by John Stoneburner with 24 points, including a perfect free throw performance. Alex Thrasher had 14. Michael Orr joined them in double figures with 11. Lucas Daniel had 8, and Kendall Smith had 5. In case you weren't here for the first matchup of the game of the night, it was first-round girls action, 2-7 seed. Knox County takes care of Atlanta girls, 77-15. And in that last one, again, it was a boys' first-round contest. North Shelby Raiders take care of business against Atlanta, 62-48. We'll be back in 10 minutes for the next first-round matchup between the North Shelby Lady Raiders and the Novender Lady Wildcats from the Brashear Tournament.